Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom. And good Friday morning, everyone. A government subcommittee said Thursday it will recommend regulators consider a variable grain storage rate to narrow the problematic gap between cash wheat prices and futures if other previously approved changes fail. The group held its second public conference call on Thursday to identify a set of possible solutions to improve convergence. Under the proposal, which has yet to be formally written, storage rates could increase or decrease from month to month, depending on spreads between the nearby contract and the first deferred contract month. The subcommittee is expected to send its recommendations to the full committee in late September, following the expiration of the September contract month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 9,040, and it's down 28 points. The NASDAQ, 1948, down 24. The S&P 500 at 972, and it is down 4 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Scott, are there some showers in the weekend forecast?
There are, Dave. There is actually a chance of severe weather today across most of Iowa, Wisconsin, northwest half of Illinois, and southeast corner of Minnesota. There is a cold front on the way, and as that cold front pushes south and eastward, showers and thunderstorms will develop this afternoon. There's actually a few showers and thunderstorms moving into the Minneapolis area right now and into parts of central and northern Wisconsin. But more showers and thunderstorms will develop this afternoon and evening and overnight to push through the two-state region throughout the day tomorrow. There could be some pretty good coverage, especially across the northern half, northern western half of Illinois later on today. And then overnight tonight, we'll see about a 50% coverage across the area and anywhere from maybe a quarter inch to three-quarters of an inch expected during that time. The outlook for the Midwest remains favorable for summer crop development. It's a little on the cool side, but no heat or no significant areas of stress over the next couple of weeks. We'll have cool temperatures. The next week will slow growth rates and crop development may fall behind already of the slow rates as well. Cooler than usual temperatures will likely prevail into at least August, and the situation could delay crop maturation sufficiently to leave crops more vulnerable to early season frost or freeze events. So something we'll have to keep our eyes on as the end of July comes in as we hit into August. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, the forecast is wetter for the Delta Southeast next week. Rain will be heavier in many areas, and soil moisture levels will be significantly increased. Daily shower activity will continue through the end of the two-week outlook in both regions, resulting in favorable soil moisture at the end of the first week of August. Looking at the tropics, we're heading into the more active part of the tropical season as we head into August. Very quiet conditions will prevail over the next week to 10 days. No significant waves to watch. In Canada, not much change in the Canadian prairie outlook in the last couple of nights. Rainfall will continue to be restricted in Alberta and much of Saskatchewan over the coming week. Net drying will impact the region, and some crop stress may slowly evolve, especially in east central Alberta, where soil moisture is still a little short left over from a more serious bout with drought in the spring and early summer. Daily high temperatures in this coming week will reach the 80s and lower to middle few 90s in Alberta and western Saskatchewan, which will accelerate drying rates and raise the need for late season rainfall. In contrast, Manitoba will experience relative high frequency of showers and thunderstorms during the coming week. Temperatures will be mild for those in the further west in western Saskatchewan and Alberta. Morning low temperatures will be cool at times in the eastern prairie, but frequent cloudiness and precipitation will prevent the potential for any frost. The second week of the two-week brings a little to rain to the western prairie for a very brief period of time. The moisture will be sufficient in restoring favorable crops. Moisture, but may be great enough to curtail the deteriorating crop conditions, at least for a little while. Showers in Manitoba and easternmost parts of Saskatchewan will continue through the end of the month and the first week of August. In the U.S., spring wheat, a few showers occurred in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota overnight last night. Amounts were generally less than a tenth of an inch, but a rainfall will increase during the latter part of next week. And in the first few days of August, the weather outlook will be focused on eastern portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota. But it should be noted that some rain will fall across that region as well. Western rainfall will be lighter and less frequent, and crop conditions should remain favorable across most of the production region. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 560 and a half down one. Last trade up 1 1/4. December 577 and a half down a quarter. Last trade up 1 1/4. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 531 down 3/4. Last trade up a quarter. December 559 unchanged. Last trade up one. September corn opened at 326 and 3/4, down a quarter. Last trade up 3/4. December, 338 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade up 3/4. August soybeans opened at 1023 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 4. September, 962 and a half, up 1. Last trade down a half. November, 930 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/2. August soybean meal opened at 320, 330, up 30. Last trade down 50. August soybean oil opened at 34.67, unchanged. Last trade up 13. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. You are at a WILL Agricultural Marketing Outlook panel on Wednesday. What were your takeaways?
Well, I think that, you know, when you look at the majority of comments that came to us basically were concerned about being behind on the crop, pleased with the forward movement that we've seen. Just basically very little to no tasseling up in that in the Streeter area at all. I think the overall majority of concern, though, is more about the acre program and just in general where this market's going to go as we get further down the road.
A comment about the acre program on this week's Commodity Week. Todd Gleason will be speaking to a number of experts in the guest slot to try to put some more meat on the bones of acre before producers have to make their decisions by, I believe, about August 15th or thereabouts.
Right.
In your mindset, what kind of monkey wrench did NASS throw into the equation when it said it was going to resurvey seven states on corn, including Illinois and Indiana?
Well, I don't know if they really threw a monkey wrench in there. I think that, basically we'd have gotten an update when we got into the September report on corn anyway because of certification on the 14th of August. But they came under some extreme criticism on this last report because of the huge change in acres and because we did still have about 2.6 million to plant at the time that they surveyed. So I think that they did the responsible thing and decided that they should move forward. And it's not just going to be those seven states. The satellites are out there looking at fields also,
right.
So.
And then a full soybean survey as well.
Right, which is normal for the August report.
Exactly. Well, I'm trying to put a pencil to it and figure out what ending stocks might look as. And the best I can tell from people I've talked to and trying to figure this out, you could see ending stocks easily fall back under 13. 1.387?
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, and that does definitely change the picture again. And so, I think it just goes to point to what a difficult year this has been. I mean, we're not out of the woods with this crop in any way, shape, or form. And this morning they came out and said here in Illinois, we've had the coolest July in 114 years. Hmm. And I think that that is significant. And I think the other significant thing is, you know, Iowa, even though, you know, you listen to the trade and the trade says Iowa is the picture of beauty, Iowa accumulated growing degree days are at 1,681. Their average should be 1,730. They're behind, and they've never had a record yield unless they were over 1,708 at this point in time. You know, and we here, of course, are sitting at 1,568. Our record yields came when we were at 1,814 and 1,783 on this day. So, you know, this crop, as far as some of these guys saying that we're going to have 170 bushel yield across the United States, you know, it's a good question. The wild card here in Wisconsin, or in Wisconsin, in Illinois, I think is we could have a record yield for Illinois on less acres just because we've lost a significant amount of our acres in the south where we have our lower averages. And so this is going to be a kind of a wild and crazy crazy situation looking at, you know, and that just goes to show you that, you know, yield is still the name of the game, but you got to have the acres to go with it.
And the axiom is you generally don't have big yield and big acres.
That's exactly correct.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.